Good morning. Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I'm excited to worship the Lord together with you today. I want to begin in Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Let's start in verse 1 here. This is a call to praise, a call to remember the redemption of the Lord to his people. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east to west, from north to south. Some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless. Hungry and thirsty, they nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and in deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. They rebelled against the word of God, scorning the counsel of the Most High. That is why he broke them with hard labor. They fell and no one was there to help them. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and the deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for the wonderful things he has done for them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze. He cut apart their bars of iron. And this chapter continues just telling of the things that the Lord has done and the ways, different ways that he has redeemed his people. And at the very end of the chapter, it says this: he rescues the poor from trouble, increases their families like flocks of sheep. The godly will see these things and be glad, but the wicked will be struck silent. Those who are wise will take all of this to heart. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. They will see in our history the faithful love of the Lord. You know, today as we're hearing the word, I want us to take just a couple of minutes just to think about where we have been, what the Lord has brought us out of, and in the incredible miraculous ways that we have been redeemed. So as we continue this morning, let's just take a couple of moments and just thank the Lord for taking you out of the pit that you were in. Begin to thank the Lord for his redeeming power that is finding its root today in your life. Jesus, we will never forget, Lord, what you have brought us out of. Lord, the darkness. Lord, that we once dwelled before we came to see you, God. So Lord, we humble ourselves before you. Oh Lord, we give everything that we are to you today. Thank you for redeeming us, for calling us out of where we were. Lord, so today through song, Lord, we sing of our Redeemer. Lord, today through song, we sing of your saving power. Oh, how we love you, Jesus. It is an honor to worship you this morning. It's an honor.
I will sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. You heard.
Darkness around me. For